Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, my love. Welcome back. I'm so happy you're here as always, and especially today because we're talking about a topic that is really, really near and dear to my heart, and that is the art of creating space rather than finding time and the supportive swaps that you can use to help you. So what exactly is creating space, and why is this something that every modern person should know? Well, I'm sure that there's been a time or two, probably more than that, that you have wished for more than 24 hours in a day, for more sleep, more time to do the things that fill you up, to simply do the things that you have to get done every day. And we're always disappointed because we can't create more time. Time is finite, at least by the way that we measure it in our society. So what do we do? Because most of us live under considerable amounts of pressure, especially if you wear multiple hats. I know for me, some of those hats are entrepreneur, spouse, caregiver, mom, friend, daughter. That's a lot of roles. And generally speaking, we don't have the capacity that we'd like to put towards all of those roles. And I know for me, I've long struggled with perfectionism. It's really hard to live with feelings of guilt or disappointment that we didn't do all the things on our to-do list. And what I often find is that even when I do complete what's on my to-do list, I used to really struggle with feeling like that wasn't enough, like I had to move the goalpost as soon as I hit that goal. So one technique that I've found to be absolutely transformative in my life, and I was first taught this concept by one of my wonderful teachers, the fabulous Christine Arilo, is to create space rather than find time. And the way that I like to think about this is that it's all about tweaking what we're already doing to work for us rather than against us. Okay, because I don't want to add more things to your to-do list, my love. You already have enough on your plate. I know you're already working so hard, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to work harder. This is not about trying to do more or even to push yourself harder in the time that you have. This is actually about receiving more by doing less. So let's explore the idea of supportive swaps and what this might do for you in your life. Now, there's one side of creating space that we won't explore today. I'll do another podcast on this. And this is the idea of identifying where your power leaks are, where your energy leaks are. So when you look at your day, beginning to find the things that actually take your energy instead of giving it back. And there's a lot that we can do to make some of these swaps, to reduce the things that are draining us. But today I want to talk really tactically about the specific swaps you can make and to give you just some really, really practical tools that you can start using tonight, tomorrow, to very tangibly boost your energy, reduce your stress, and allow you to get more done while actually feeling better while you do it. And what I'll say is that many of these supportive swaps are cumulative, and that for you to find the ones that are really going to work, that will really give you that added bit of energy during the day, you're going to have to start to explore where your energy is leaking out. So for me, for example, one of my energy leaks is when I spend too much time inside in front of my computer. Even if I love what I'm doing and I'm talking to people that I adore who energize me, if I'm doing that all day, by the end of the day, I feel anxious, wired, and kind of depleted. So some really simple swaps that you can use, if this sounds like you, is to switch one, just one of your calls during the day, one of your video calls, to a walking call. If you have a 30-minute meeting, maybe it's with a client, maybe it's with your boss, take it outside. Set the expectation. Even better, take it with a friend if you're in the same place. Just getting that little bit of sun and movement and oxygen pumping through your body can make a huge difference, especially if it's on a day where you don't have time for a workout. Now, ideally, we're all getting outside like at least 3 times a day for 5 minutes each, morning, noon, and night, because that really helps to support your circadian rhythms, which helps with hormones and mood and all of that, and sleep. But at the very least, don't try to add anything in. Simply make a swap. I promise it will make such a huge difference, especially over time, as this becomes a structure for you. Something else that I love to do is that instead of working outside, let's say I'm going to be in deep work, if it's something that I can do on my laptop, I'll take my computer to the park and I'll actually take my shoes off, sit on a picnic bench, and put my feet on the ground to get that connection to the earth, to be outside, get that sunlight, that natural breeze. I'll see some birds. I love to do this at the park in our neighborhood, which is on the water. We have swans that live down there. It's so much more uplifting than my office, and such a simple, simple swap. Maybe it takes a few minutes to get set up in the backyard or at a park near your house. But such a little thing can really, really benefit your mood. So those are some simple swaps that you can use to kind of care for your body during the day without adding in a workout, without saying, oh, I need to schedule time for a walk. Now, again, it's all about swapping what you're already doing, making these tiny little 1% tweaks to actually support yourself. So let's talk about energy now, and I'll give you some of my favorite swaps. And these ones may take a little bit of time to adjust to, particularly if you're a big coffee drinker. So I know that as a woman, as a mom, especially as a mom who has recovered from multiple pregnancies and multiple periods of not sleeping a lot when my son was little, it's really easy to slip into the habit of drinking coffee all the time. But the challenge with coffee, now coffee has some benefits. You know, it's loaded with antioxidants. If you have it in the right amount, it can be really good for you. There are some long-term health benefits of drinking coffee. However, it can mess with your hormones and with your sleep. So some swaps that I like to use when I'm feeling low energy are I'll actually drink adaptogen tea, so like mushroom teas. I love the brand Four Sigmatic. They make these cocos, and these aren't like magic mushrooms or anything. They're just medicinal mushrooms like shiitake, which you probably cook with, and reishi mushroom, which is really good for your immune system, and cordyceps, which gives you energy, is also good for the immune system. And they are surprisingly energizing. Another one that I love is reishi mushroom. Actually, I think I mentioned that. And I put it in bone broth and also in tea that I drink before bed because it's very calming to the nervous system. So it can be really supportive for sleep. I also like to drink green juice in the morning, something that has a lot of leafy greens, not a lot of sugar in it. And you'd be amazed at how energizing this is, especially if it's the first thing that you consume. And then the last thing I'll use are essential oils. So my favorite company for essential oils is called Vibrant Blue Oils. They have particular blends for energize, but really anything that has citrus in it, like lemon or orange, is very energizing. So sometimes when I hit that afternoon slump, I'll just inhale a little bit of essential oil that has citrus, and it really does perk you up. You'd be surprised at how well these things work. And again, it's all about the supportive swaps, about making these teeny little changes in what we're already doing to help support our systems long-term. Because as we know, whether you are an entrepreneur trying to grow a business or a parent or someone working in corporate, you have a lot in your life going on. And it is so, so important to support your system so that you can do all those things and feel good while you're doing them. Because As you know, I don't believe in sacrificing how you feel to get what you desire in life. And sometimes life throws challenges at us. Whether you have a new baby at home, or you have a stressful project at work, or maybe you have a family member who is ill, these things all happen. And they may all happen to all of us during our lives. So how do we support ourselves so that we can move forward? We're not going to have the extra time, but we can create the space and the extra energy by making these teeny tiny shifts to bring that in. So let's talk about sleep, because I know that this is a huge one for many of you, and it is for me as well. And I know that at the end of a stressful day, it's so easy to want to pull out the iPad and watch Netflix. And I've so been there, especially when I was watching Bridgerton. Let's be honest, I watched the whole series 3 times. I'm not a perfect person. And I did watch some of it before bed, but it always, always impacts my sleep. And the bedtime gets later, and then the circadian rhythms get thrown off. So what I'll offer you instead, and this one takes a little bit more discipline because it's not as fun of a swap as something like taking a meeting while you're walking, but I love the practice yoga nidra. And this is a form of meditation. They call it yogic sleep meditation. And basically what it does, you can really use this anytime during the day, but I especially like it before sleep if I'm having sleep challenges. It essentially puts your body into a sleep state, a parasympathetic state, while your mind is still alert. So unless you're really, really tired, you probably won't fall asleep doing it. If you're really exhausted before bed, just do this with the lights out, and then if you fall asleep, it's totally fine. But it's a beautiful form of meditation, and really all you're doing is you're laying on your back in Shavasana, in corpse pose, so you're not moving at all. It's a very restorative practice that can really help calm the nervous system for sleep. So while it's so easy to want to go for the thing that feels good, that gives us that dopamine hit before bed, especially when we're stressed, what actually works better for releasing the stress is to help our body settle into that rest and digest state where we can get into that deeper sleep. It's so much more restorative. And if you're someone who really likes to be on their phone before bed, one of my favorite practices is called yin yoga. And this is essentially yoga where you're just holding stretch poses for 5, maybe 10 minutes. You can do this with a bolster, especially if you're laying on the bolster. It's incredibly supportive. I like to do this while listening to music. It's very relaxing. It'll do a lot of what yoga nidra does. And especially if you're someone who holds tension in their body, this is a great one to do before bed. Now, if you really, really need the mental stimulation and you have to be on your phone or you're just dying to read that book, I'll give you one more supportive swap that's really easy to add in, which is simply putting your legs up the wall. So scooting your butt towards the wall, putting your legs up, the blood kind of rushes back towards the center of your body. It's again, a very gentle yoga stretch pose, and it'll do the same job of turning on your parasympathetic nervous system. So you can do this for as long as it feels comfortable, or as long as your feet aren't falling asleep. So I'll sometimes do this for 10, 15 minutes. I know that clients I've worked with who can't find anything to help them with sleep have found this to be really, really beneficial because it's really easy to add in. You're not having to say, nope, I'm not going to watch this show. You can watch the show, put on your blue light blocking glasses so that it's not keeping you up. Just put your legs at the wall. And I promise it'll really help you settle down for the night. So I'll offer you one more supportive swap. And this is a little bit more around delegating away some of those energy leaks. But what I recommend to a lot of people that I support, especially those who are moms or have children, is around cooking dinner. And it's funny because this is the one thing that I find a lot of people resistant to outsourcing. And I actually was too for the longest time. And it was my husband who pushed me to outsource this. Pick 1, 2, or 3 nights a week that you can have someone else cook dinner for you. And that could look like anything from healthy takeout. I say healthy because I don't want you ordering fast food. That's not going to help you as a supportive swap. Or see if there's a meal service in your area. You'd be amazed at how economical it is to use a meal service. So if you're local in Austin, Texas, the one that we use is called Spirited Food. And I love them because they do only anti-inflammatory cooking. They actually have a whole AIP menu, an autoimmune paleo menu, which is what I love to cook when I'm making dinner. And it's easy, it's pretty inexpensive, and the portions are big, so we often have them for lunch the next day too. And even if I just order two or three meals for the week, it takes such pressure off me to cook. Or you can get yourself a pre-prepared healthy meal. You know, most grocery stores these days have pre-packaged meals that you can pick up that are pretty healthy. If you're in Austin, Snap Kitchen is a chain here that does that. I think these places are all over now. Again, picking up just two meals a week can make a huge difference. Even if you're only saving yourself 30 minutes, that is space, that is energy that you can pour back into yourself, back into your business, back into your family, and it makes a tremendous difference overall. Now, I've given you a lot of options here, and I don't expect you to do all of them. Now, I do all of these, but you know, it took me years to really integrate all of them into my life. But I offer them all to you so that you can start to see the power of making these 1% swaps. Maybe you'll start with one. Maybe you'll take one video call a week that you swap for a walking call. And maybe the following week you'll try out a little bit of yin yoga instead of watching that show before bed. And maybe the next month you'll outsource dinner, but I promise you, if you keep making these supportive swaps a year from now, you're suddenly gonna have all of this space and capacity and energy in your life that you didn't have before. And this is instrumental in evolving your life to what you want it to be, because my love, you don't have unlimited time and energy. You do have control over a lot more than you think that you do, but it can take a little bit of discipline to swap out the things that we just do without thinking for something that's going to support you. And again, I'm not saying that outsourcing one meal a week is you're going to wake up the next day and say, woohoo, I have all this energy now. Like, what a change. But over time, it's a cumulative effect. And the more of these you do, the more of a boost you'll notice. And the more energy you have, the easier it is to make some of these bigger structural changes to support you. So, my divine feminine CEOs, I want to remind you that you are sacred in yourself. And part of that means that your body is a temple and you deserve to take care of your body temple, whether that's with food, whether it is with sleep, whether it's getting outside and getting a little bit of sun. If you take care of your body temple, your body will support you. And it takes time. You know, if you go into an ancient monastery that's overgrown with vines and needs to be scrubbed up, it's going to take a little bit of time to get it there. And that's okay. But the end result is going to be magnificent. And this really is the feminine way. You know, this is all about tuning in to what it is that's draining you and what it is that you need to fix that. Or not fix that, but support that. That's a better word. And remember, CEOs don't do this all alone. They receive support. They receive abundant support. There's no such thing as a CEO that is successful without their team. So you can begin to think of some of these supportive swaps as your team, as the self-care that the CEO needs to do. You know, you are the president of your life. I'm sure that the president of the United States receives a lot of support. So what does that support need to look like for you? What micro shifts can you make starting today to give yourself just a little bit more energy? And if you've heard me talk about the concept of your energy as a cup, these supportive swaps all add just a little bit more to your cup. And they make a huge difference, particularly when you're under stress, when you go through times of intensity. When things aren't intense in our life, we don't need as many of these supportive swaps, but it is important for us to lay the foundation and make these normal so that when you do meet that time of stress or time of intensity, you already have all of this going. Your cup is already 10% more full, because that 10%, it's precious. It's absolutely precious, because you, my love, are precious. And I want you to view yourself that way. You are worthy of pouring into your cup, even in these tiny little ways. So the next time you're tempted to watch that Netflix show, I'm not saying don't ever do this, but really ask yourself, do I need the support of SWAP tonight? And if I do, I'm going to listen to my body, because I know you can, and you are worthy of abundant receiving and care, because so much of that you can actually give to yourself. So my dear, I hope that these supportive swaps help you give to yourself in a way that is meaningful, in a way that is supportive. And I would love to know which of these works for you best. I'm guessing you're gonna love taking a call outside and the legs up the wall technique, because most people really, really do, as well as outsourcing dinner. I'm telling you, I know you're gonna be resistant to this, but it makes a huge, huge difference. So I encourage you to give it a try. And if this is successful for you, go ahead and tag me on Instagram and let me know what worked. You can screenshot the podcast and then just comment below or in the caption with which supportive swap you tried and what you've come up with on your own. Because again, this is just the list of things that I use regularly that works for me. There's probably 100 others that we can add. So please go ahead and share. Our other Divine Feminine CEOs want to know. So my love, I'm sending you love and restoration, and I'll leave you with the permission to care for yourself, to care for your body temple, and for the precious being that you are. Love and light. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love, so thanks for being here.